Amanda Lemos.
Fight prediction. Dun, dun, dun. Hey guys, Fight Junkie here. As usual, before we jump into this next episode, I want to remind you guys, you can hit me up on Twitter, @FightJunkieCom. Follow me on Parler, @FightJunkie. Listen to me on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon. Basically, anywhere you can find a podcast, I'll be there. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Oh, wait, hold up. Scratch that. YouTube deleted my channel. Let me think. Okay, I got it. You can also subscribe to the Rumble channel. Rumble.com/FightJunkie. Want live stream? Twitch.tv/RealFightJunkie. Wei Li Zhong, the campeon. 23 wins, 3 losses. Of her 23 wins, 11 by KO TKO, 8 by sub, 4 by decision. Her 3 losses, 1 by KO TKO, 2 by decision. Amanda Lemos, the challenger. 13 wins, 2 losses. Of her 13 wins, 8 by KO TKO, 3 by sub, 2 by decision. Her 2 losses, 1 by KO and 1 by sub. Currently have Wei Li as a -330 favorite. Amanda comes back at +270. Wilgo won't go 5 full rounds. Wilgo +250. Won't go -325. You have the campeon, Wei Li, wins inside, -170. Wei Li wins by decision, +350. Lemos wins inside, +375. Lemos wins by decision, 9-1. Fight ends in a draw, 66-1. Obviously, if you follow the sport, you know who Wei Li is. She's a very exciting, aggressive fighter. And in this matchup, it's kind of interesting because Amanda is also an exciting and aggressive fighter. And that's probably, honestly, why she's the underdog, because most people are not going to be able to outstrike, outfight, and outpower Wei Li. So in this matchup, even though Amanda has a good record, she has a good finish rate, especially for women's MMA, the fact of the matter is she's going up against a real talent that does all of the things that Amanda does, probably a little bit better. And then when you factor in the competition level that Amanda has faced compared to Wei Li, well, that's where you start to see this big gap. So I think that they have the right fighter favored here. I do think Wei Li should be favored. I do expect her to come out of the fight with her titles intact. The question is, how does she get it done? Well, generally speaking, when Wei Li wins, she finishes people. And I think even though Amanda has these talents and these skills, and she is proficient in these areas, if Wei Li is on her game and she fights how she usually fights, she should have the advantage anywhere that the fight lands. Her wrestling is getting better by the day, and she already had good submissions. Now, you factor in her power and her striking, well, that was A-plus when she came into the UFC. Now, for Amanda, the question is, where would she beat Wei Li? Would she be able to wrestle her? Would she be able to hold her down? Will she be able to land that Hail Mary a la Rose Namajunas and knock Wei Li out? I think she would need something spectacular like that, something that is unexpected, something that just caught Wei Li off guard, because in a traditional fight where Wei Li can see what's coming, I think she'd be able to absorb it. If it's a traditional fight where Amanda's trying to set things up, I think Wei Li will see these things coming, and I think at the very least she'll be able to counter her or simply overpower her. Sometimes Wei Li just goes balls to the walls and she just puts her foot on the pedal and she just absolutely annihilates her opposition. This is what she may have planned for Amanda, thinking that Lemos is not at her level and hasn't fought the level of competition that she has. And Wei Li also has 5 rounds. You saw against Carla Esparza, she took Carla down. Carla is considered a very, very elite wrestler, especially for the women's division. She dominated. It wasn't even close. Going into that fight, we knew Carla couldn't stand because she didn't have the striking, she didn't have the power. But her saving grace was going to be the wrestling, and Wei Li took it away. So Wei Li likes to do that against her opponents. If her opposition likes to strike, she likes to outstrike them. If they like to wrestle, she likes to out-wrestle them. If they're a submission artist, she likes to submit them. So I think in this case, whatever Amanda throws at Wei Li, she's going to end up being behind. I like Wei Li to stop Amanda Lemos. Now, I will say this. If you like Lemos, well, traditionally, she wins via inside. Whether it's a striking contest and she overpowers somebody, or whether it's with her submissions. But generally speaking, when she wins, she stops her opponent. So if you like Amanda, then I don't think you're probably looking at her outpointing Wei Li to win the title. She's probably going to land something or snatch up something that ends the fight right then and there. It could be round one or it could be round five. That's another thing. Let me get into the distance. The five rounds, Wei Li's been there, done that, right? She's been a champion for a while. She's fought the much better competition. I don't think Amanda's going to be prepared for the type of pace that Wei Li's going to bring. And even if Amanda's able to hang early, she probably won't be able to do that for five full rounds. So if you do like Amanda and you want to take a shot at the underdog to upset the apple cart, I think you take Amanda inside. But for my money, I like the champion Wei Li Zhong to win and retain the titles. That's it for this episode of Fight Junkie. I will sock it to you tomorrow, baby. Fight Junkie out.